From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, fresh outrage over CEO compensation from Senator Charles Grassley. A loophole lets corporate executives get a doozy of a paycheck even when their companies are in big trouble.
But first, the Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates today to combat a huge fall in consumer prices and a deepening threat of deflation. The federal funds rate is already at a low of 1%, and it could be cut in half. With us now to discuss more about what the Fed could do is Slate.com's Jacob Liebenluft. And Jacob, first of all, let's talk about this interest rate cut. If it's cut to 0.5%, what will that do, or what does the Fed hope it will do to stimulate the economy?
Well, when the Fed cuts interest rates, the idea is to expand the money supply, to make it easier for banks to get money that it can then lend out to businesses and consumers, hopefully then stimulating more activity in the economy.
So what happens, let's say, if the rate goes to zero?
Well, this is a problem that Japan faced a number of times over the past decade, and the Fed then has to look for other options. And one thing that it may try to do is expand the money supply without focusing on interest rates. The Fed may just need to continue to expand the money supply. In other words, buying more and more assets from banks, expanding the amount of money out there that banks can lend without even focusing on that interest rate primarily.
Okay, so aside from cutting interest rates, we're hearing this term quantitative easing. What is that?
So this idea of quantitative easing is basically the Fed usually focuses on interest rates. So it usually says it signals its policy by setting an interest rate target. But as you get to this point where interest rates near zero, you need to look to other options. And quantitative easing simply means instead of focusing on the interest rate, the Fed is going to focus simply on expanding the amount of money in the economy.
I mean, can't it just say to the Treasury, print more money?
Well, it could, hypothetically, but that's not – even when you hear some economists talk now about the idea that the Fed would print more money, they don't mean that you're actually going to have more paper bills out on the street. The number of bills that the Bureau of Engraving and Printing prints is usually determined about a year in advance and depends on how much money, paper money, is in circulation. Of course, now with so much of our transactions, our financial transactions being done electronically, the real focus is on electronic accounts that banks have, not on the actual amount of paper money in circulation.
The danger, though, would be what? Inflation?
Well, there's two big dangers. One is that it simply doesn't work. So you keep lending more and more money to banks at favorable rates. And because of other factors, other concerns about the economy, people don't borrow, people don't spend. So that's one concern, is that just nothing happens. The other concern is inflation. So you have more and more money out there chasing too few goods, and that leads prices to spike. And once inflation happens, it can sometimes be difficult for the Fed to keep that under control. So when you hear people concerned about this idea of expanding the money supply, it's usually a question of when down the road will you start having that problem of inflation.
And then you have a situation where the dollar could just become worthless, or worth less and less, at least.
Well, you would just have a situation where basically the amount that people are getting paid is not worth as much anymore. So you could have inflation becomes a sort of self-fulfilling cycle, and the Fed would then, if they wanted to keep prices in check, would be forced to then raise interest rates, which would slow down the economy. So you could get into this cycle of inflation and cutting back that would resemble some of the problems we had in the late 1970s, for example.
Jacob Liebenluft of Slate.com, thank you very much.
Thank you.